my cup of coffee out. I got God's Word open, and I'm spending some time with you. Talk about a great way to start off a brand new day. Fred, how are you? Welcome to Sunday Worship. It is Joey Kroll here with you on this 29th day of January. Whew. It just seemed like it was December 31st, just a few days ago, and here we are about to wrap up the month of January. I hope you are doing well today. If you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, it's a program that is all about Jesus. We focus on Him, Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. Got some wonderful Christ-centered music on the way. Got some music from Selah, also Mercy as well. Right now, it's Fernando Ortega. Come, let us worship and bow down. Here on today's edition of Sunday Worship, right here on Great News Radio.
Come, let us worship and bow down, and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down, and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. He is our God. He is our God. Of His pasture. He is our God. He is our God. We are the sheep of His hand. Come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker.
Come, let us worship and bow down. Fernando Ortega here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll spending some time with you. Yes, it's the weekend. Here we are, Sunday. There's just something special about a Sunday morning, I do have to tell you. And I love the words of Jesus here in Matthew chapter 5, verse 4. He says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." Friend, has your heart ever been broken? What broke it? Cruelty? Failure? unfaithfulness, loss. Perhaps you've crept into the darkness to cry. It's good to cry. In fact, I heard someone say, a pastor say one time, tears are the only cure for weeping. Friend, our tears attract our Lord's loving kindness and his tender care. He knows our troubled and sleepless nights. His heart aches for us when we mourn. In fact, his word says in 2 Corinthians that he is the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our tribulation. But tears and our need for comfort come back all too frequently, don't they? Present comfort is not the final answer, friend. There is a future day. Oh, praise God. There is a future day when there will be no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying. For the Bible says, for all these things have passed away. Revelation chapter 21, verse 4. See, friend, there in heaven, God will wipe away every tear, every single tear. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus, give me Jesus. You can have all this world, give me Jesus. And when I
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. Every single breath, I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. Cause it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made. Cause it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. All about you. I'll bring you more than a song.
That's right. We've come to magnify the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll spending some time with you. The story's been told of a man who fell into a pit and couldn't get himself out. A Pharisee walked on by and said, "Only bad people fall in pits." A mathematician calculated how he fell into the pit. A news reporter wanted an exclusive story on his pit. An IRS agent walked on by and asked if he was paying taxes on his pit. The county inspector asked if he had a permit to dig the pit. An optimist said things could be worse. A pessimist said things will get worse. And then there was Jesus. Seeing the man, reach down, took him by the hand, and lifted him out of the pit.
Lord, and let there be light. What a show when the trees change those beautiful colors, but then they're gone, except for those evergreens. They're always there. It's too bad our relationships aren't like that. You know, every person either disappoints us or dies on us, except one. The Bible says nothing will separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Our sin separates us from God's love. Sin Jesus died to pay for. The one who died for you offers you the only love that will never change colors. If you want his unlosable love, call us at 888-NEED-HIM.
Your love is amazing, steady and unchanging. Your love is a mountain firm beneath my feet. Your love is a mystery, how you gently lift me. When I am surrounded, your love carries me. Your love is surprising, I can feel it rising. All this joy that's growing deep inside of me. And every time I see you, all your goodness shines through. I can feel this God song rising up in me. Changing, your love is a mountain firm beneath my feet. Your love is a mystery, how you gently lift me. When I am surrounded, your love carries me. Your love is surprising, I can feel it rising. All this joy that's growing deep inside of me. And every time I see you, all your goodness shines through. I can feel this God song rising up in me.
Listening to Sunday Worship today, and if you have some time, maybe this weekend, be sure to like us on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio there on Facebook, and you know, as believers, we ought to be in the Word of God. Amen. We ought to be studying His Word, we ought to be meditating on His Word, and we ought to be living His Word. And in fact, we can find Jesus not just in the New Testament, but also the Old Testament as well. Martin Luther said one time, the Bible is the cradle wherein Christ is laid.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Though none go with me, still I will follow.
That's right. I have decided to follow Jesus. And for me, that was, wow, coming up on 15 years now. How about that? And I pray that you can declare today that you follow Jesus. That's music from Selah here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. Right here on Great News Radio. You can always catch up with me, Joey, at greatnewsradio.org. Would love to hear from you. Consider, though, joining the 2020 challenge, being part of that. That's a gift to this listener supported radio ministry, a gift of $20 a month for the next 20 months. You get that 2020? You like that 2020 vision? Yeah. Consider joining and being part of the giving family today. You can send in your gift of support to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois 61843, or you can make your gift online at our website. That's how we give here in the Crow household. You can give online, greatnewsradio.org, and click the donate button. Until next time, friend, though, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.